This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
At least 19 children have died due to a suspected measles outbreak in Nigeria's northeastern state of Adamawa. Adamawa State Health Commissioner Felix Tangwami said in a statement that measles was detected in more than 200 children in the Mubi North local government area, while stressing that medical personnel and medicines were quickly sent to the region. He assured that children with severe infections would be referred to specialist hospitals. For an update on this matter, we are joined on the line by a correspondent in Nigeria, Collins Atohengbe. Collins, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Good morning from Lagos, Nigeria, Lulu, and good afternoon, Josie.
Now, Collins, what's the latest on the suspected measles outbreak in Adamawa State? With more than 200 children, having been detected with measles, so just take us through that.
We thank God that there's early detection. Actually, the 19 died in Mubi local government area. There's another 23 at Gombe local government. That could be about 41, I guess, in total. The government of Adamawa State has deployed drugs and staff to go to every area where measles could be endemic. And you know, at these hours, it's that is the period of the year now. The level of communication between people and disease communicability is quite high. It's almost raining season. It's just the beginning. So the government has set out to, has deployed actually health workers to areas that are severely affected for immediate response. And is making plan to make sure that children and vulnerable groups are vaccinated or inoculated, as it may be, to avoid a higher level casualties.
And clearly this is targeting the supporting affected communities with regards to the outbreak. Now, the medical teams that are handling the treatment, how are they doing that? You've mentioned medicines, but clearly medicines, what type of medicines are they being given? Especially with the fact that if you're vaccinated, then you get something totally different if you do get measles. What are they giving the people who are infected, and how do they deal with it? Because, when you think of the symptoms and just that rash on the body.
There is the prophylactic treatment, which is done through vaccine. And the vaccines are approved by WHO. Then there are the drugs for treatment. I couldn't catch the names, tried as much as I could from the little bottle that was sent to me so that I can see. But I was just on the verge of trying to say, what is this particular medicine? But then they are the usually approved medicines given to health centers and the primary healthcare facilities across the country. So they are approved and they are known to have worked elsewhere where this had happened before. And so the receivers are also experiencing improved health status, from infection to getting well. And then observing the rule of avoiding overcrowding, they're being told. And then environmental sanitation is one of those things among many that they are being told to observe. And I think if they obey, this will become easier. This will become easier to maintain and sustained, so that there will be no sorrow with many families beyond what may have been reported so far.
Are there any major hurdles in the response efforts?
Yes, there are. Sometimes to reach some of the nooks and corners of the hinterland, sometimes you also find those who think when you give vaccines, it affects birth system. It's used to control reproductive health among children as they grow. And then there is the cultural religious view where some people say, ah, no, no, we don't want vaccines. It's against our belief or all that. These things are there. But then with a lot of campaign, which the government embarked upon, particularly now in Adamawa State, and the regular engagement of NGOs to support government's effort, there's a headway, and the movement or the process of reaching out is being gradually opened up so that people are reached, those who have been able to experience the benefit of being inoculated or vaccinated against communicable diseases are also telling others, and they're using traditional rulers and religious organizations to let people know that these are necessary health processes meant to ensure a better future for up-and-coming children.
Any plans for you just touched on long-term prevention, and what are the plans with regards to the health care improvement? There seems to be a crisis, a bit of lagging behind in some instances, but how are the authorities looking to improve the healthcare system?
The authorities also developed a system of reaching out to endemic group through schools so that once they are in school, they get inoculated and then they follow up drugs from families are dispensed to parents so that they will know when and how to use them. In addition to the long-term prevention, I want to take Lagos State as example from where we went to see what was being done. The sewage system is being properly treated. Waterways and gutters are being cleared. Buildings on waterways are being brought down. Many, very interestingly, expensively built structures are being pulled down to be able to provide access path for flood water so that it can move freely. And that is being done across the country. I can tell you that from examples in Edo State, Anambra, examples in Adamawa right now, and what had been done previously in places like Taraba, which is close to Adamawa, and then Benue, as well as Kaduna State. So these are some of the steps, and then people are being daily updated with what to do and when to consult, how not to delay consultation with doctors in the event of any outbreak, because if you consult the doctor quickly, feeling the symptoms which is being people are being told to observe, then it will help save the spread of the disease, and it will help curb the spread of the diseases, and the children will be saved and families will be saved spending so much. Primary health care is actually meant to get to a level where you don't have to even go for admissions. That's been done.
And just in wrapping up, Collins, what sort of reaction are healthcare workers getting from the community? Are the communities just welcoming the assistance that they are getting from the authorities? And also, what sort of reaction are you getting on the ground as a journalist with regards to how the community feels? Are there any fears when it comes to measles and the losses so far that they've experienced?
My observation at a close local government community, the Gombe local government, which I mentioned to Mubi, is that the apathy is gradually giving way to acceptance. Because first of all, you find somebody who is powerless to do certain things, going by the system and knowing that healthcare is required, you're in such a critical space, you have to give in to what has happened. So my observation is that the apathy, which was initially showed, is giving way to acceptance. And more ladies are meeting with families because there are some harems. And because they are mostly women in the harems, men are not allowed to go in. But then qualified health personnel, nurses and paramedics are moving into these areas from what I observed. And the government is throwing up incentives for hard work. And so that is also a prompt for people to cash into, so that at the end of it, it will be a win-win situation. But until then, let's hope there won't be more deaths, because it's a very large expanse of communities to be reached, and you can't reach them one at a time. There is not enough health personnel, though. That also could cause a drawback. But by and large, the hope is for a better healthcare delivery to prevent further death.
Collins, we'll leave it there for today. Thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Thank you, Lulu. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Collins, and to you too. That's our correspondent in Nigeria, Collins Adohengbe, joining us on the line.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.